The locals have won four in a row. They're not just winning. They are blowing teams out. A month of consecutive victories for the Commanders. They took the fourth quarter off at home yesterday to frolic and enjoy fellowship on the sideline like a preseason game. Marcus Mariota was throwing to Bryson Tremaine in the waning moments.
My feet is up, said the starters. Rest and relax. Enjoy it. That's the fruit of your labors. Whooping that ass for a broken Cleveland team. Now, Cleveland's offense stinks, but Cleveland's defense, I still think, is pretty good. Five of the first six plays were negative plays for Washington. Cleveland turned them over. They pressured. They had penetrating plays where they, whether it's TFLs, I thought they did a good job against every design Jaden Daniels run. They had somebody there. They knew what was coming or how it happened. I thought that defense was pretty good, and they gave up 24 points in the first half. Oh, my God, man. The third down and 13 should have been another drive-ending sack. Sorry, we've got a cheat code. He wears number 5. He's better than your guy. Which guy? All 53 of them. Every trainer, every administrative assistant, he's better than everybody that you got. Sorry about it. That changed the game. I know the turnover happened just after that, but field position is flipped. You get after a three and out for this defense, it all of a sudden starts to step up. You get the punt, short territory. You walk in for a touchdown, then never look back. This is so much fun.
Yeah, it's a blast. We'll be discussing the win from all angles all day long on Grant and Danny. You can listen to us all over the DMV on 106.7, on the Odyssey app throughout the day, wherever you go. And, of course, you can watch us on our 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream. 2-0 at home. You know how you improve the home environment? You
just win. Like that.
At Northwest Stadium, where they have yet to lose. They are 4-1 overall for the first time in 16 years. For the second time in 25 years, this team is 4-1. They have not been 5-1 with a showdown with the Ravens looming in Baltimore, Danny, since 1996. What was Danny Ruhier doing in 1996?
Junior year of high school. My hair was probably a little too long to play for Grant Paulson, but I was hitting nukes in summer ball, getting ready to go on all the college showcase tours and get myself recruited.
I was 8 years old. They were 5-1. That was the last time that they pulled it off. It's one thing to be winning. Like, they got to 4-1 under Jim Zorn. In fact, the hip hip array bit that we play for first-time callers on this show was actually from the locker room after they improved to 4-1 after their win against the Eagles in 2008. But that team in those four wins, I think, was plus 20 in those games. This team is over plus 50. They are blowing teams out. They are snatching souls. They are dominating teams. And the crowd responded, I thought. What an atmosphere yesterday at the stadium. Predominantly Commanders fans. There was an electricity and kind of this jauntiness among the attendees where it was a refreshing, excited, happy-to-be-there vibe that we're not used to. Danny, there was a damn wave in the stadium. The wave. There's not enough people to do the wave, and certainly not enough home fans to do the wave. There was a wave in the lower bowl. This is not baseball. You're allowed to do the wave in football for several minutes during the laugher when Deshaun Watson, who was completely broken, was just being beat up and thrown around like a ragdoll.
I mean, my goodness gracious. So I'm talking about Washington here, but let me detour. I want to tell you about Seattle, okay? Seattle, a 3-1 team playing against a bad team with some turmoil. That sounds familiar. The 3-1 team, who's maybe a little bit better than people think, had a game against the New York Giants. Should the quarterback be benched? Should the head coach be fired? Is the GM the right guy? What are they doing? This is such a disappointing year. Blah, blah, blah. And what did they do? They did the thing that my Washington team has done to me and all of you guys listening to this program forever, for decades. The little tiny bit of prosperity. A 3-1 record. Let's all settle down. Nobody's throwing any parades for that. There's no party for it. There's no trophy for a 3-1 start. You got off to a nice beginning, and you go out and lay an egg, and it becomes you're in quicksand, and you never are able to recover, and you lose a game, and everyone's gone. Same old, same old. And then the belief train is derailed, and that's kind of the end of it. And then you go through a swoon. That's what normally happens when the 3-1 team that I care about plays a bad beat up team. Their season gets saved. Talking about the bad team. Not this time.
No.
Whatever the opposite of that is, that's what we got. We got sideline laughter. I don't know who that guy Jaden Daniels was talking to for minutes at a time. He was wearing a blue shirt. Seemed like a nice enough guy. But they were just having a fun conversation. He was telling jokes. Probably they were funny, sarcastic jokes, or they're kind of wry out of the side of his mouth. Daniels was laughing and guffawing. Everyone's got sideline laughter going on. They're all doing that thing where they hold their pads with their two hands like right under their chin. That's the I'm so relaxed that I'm not even thinking about anything other than holding onto my pads.
You're pulling your shoulder pads down so you breathe a little easier.
Yeah, giving your front horse collar kind
of. They're up around the collarbone.
Just kicking their ass.
The offense did not play a sharp first half. Jaden Daniels, who for the game did some of the most incredible quarterbacking, playmaking that we've seen at the position in years and years for this organization, was the least accurate he has been at any point this season.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a bad interception on the goal line. The play before that, he missed a wide-open Zach Ertz for a touchdown. Speaking of open Ertz, Ertz would have scored on a 98-yard touchdown when he was at midfield running free when Washington had the ball at its own goal line on a 3rd-and-10, and Daniels sailed the ball over his head, all of these things in the first half. And yet, it did not matter. None of it mattered. Because at the end of that first half, with all of the things they'd left on the field, with all that meat on the bone, they had 24 points and they should have had 31. And Daniels was on pace to throw for 350. Because he is the easy button. This is something we've talked about for a long, long time in the NFL with other teams and other players. You called him the cheat code, right? That's something we referred to him as the last several weeks on 3rd-and-1, on 4th-and-1. I call him a cheat code. He makes you right. It does not matter if you have a bunch of bad plays if he can make the one huge play. You talked about the negative plays to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
They came out three play, first drive, 3 and out. I think like -9 yards. And then it was 3rd-and-13 with -3 on the next two plays. So basically it was a 5-play disaster start against the Browns defense. And then he should have been sacked for -8. Except that he gets out of the pocket. Very few guys in the league can do that. Extends the play and heaves the ball 65 yards downfield for a 66-yard completion. I think it was almost 60 in the air as he was approaching the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable play. Top 5 play I've seen made by a quarterback in that stadium in my life. I've been going to games there since 1999.
And 4 of them were opponents?
I'd have to do some work on the list. Pretty amazing, man.
Yeah.
They ended up with 7 plays of 23 or more yards. That's the whole league.
That's
it's
the key.
Chunk
yep.
yardage. It's explosives. Third straight week with at least 34 points. First time since 2005. And after struggling early on offense, I love the word that Dan Quinn used, and we'll play his press conference live today at 3:30 for you, by the way, right here on Grant and Danny. But he called it a grimy start. They ended up scoring on 6 of their first 10 drives. They are averaging 38 points over the last 3 weeks. Danny, we have reached they don't even have to be sharp to score a lot of points because they make that many big plays down the field. Gains yesterday of 66, 50, 41, 34, 33, and then 2 for 23.
So it's different than we've been seeing the last few weeks. Cleveland had a different plan, a different design. They play a different style of defense. It's in your face. It's trying to maul people. It's pressure. It's blitzing. They're not going to let you breathe, right? So down in and down out, Washington really wasn't able to do what we're used to seeing them do over the last couple of weeks, which is everything seems to go between 4 and 15 yards. Right? Like every little play, they just matriculate down the field, and that's that. This was get stuff for no gain, Jaden Daniels run for 0 or -1 or something. Then, to your point, chunk, 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 chunk. When you blitz and over-aggressive, that's why teams aren't doing this as much now, by and large. You can get some negative stuff, which they did. Turnovers happened. There was one, the interception you mentioned. Terry McLaurin had a ball ripped away from him. Should have been another turnover. It was close with Zach Ertz, potentially, in the middle of the field, where if he caught it securely, might have lost the ball. Who knows? But you get gouged when you do it that way. The Austin Eckler run, for example, everybody's sucked up and you got a great call and boom, he's off to the races. With the pressure that ended up with the Downey Brown touchdown because everyone's mugged up and trying to go press man and getting tight on receivers. They've got counters. So even when it wasn't clean, even when it wasn't nice and efficient, 72 and sunny playing that 7-on-7, we've seen a little last few weeks, it still doesn't matter. They could have scored 50 points yesterday, yeah. Even with that. It reminded me of a college basketball game. If you've got like a really good team and you're playing one of these teams that wants to disrupt you and you get half court trapped and you get out of your rhythm and you get stymied and you look up and the half court trapping team is still down 30. Right. You know what I mean? You're like, well, how did you just do that? Because you hit threes, you get layups. Yeah, you turn it over a time or two, and they got some nice runouts.
Yeah.
But you look up, and it's like, yeah, keep doing it, jackass. We've got execution for that.